The Retirement and IRA Show represents the words and views of the show hosts exclusively and should not be construed as investment, legal, or tax advice. All information is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. All economic and performance information is historical in nature and is not indicative of any future results. Any indices mentioned on the show are unmanaged and cannot be invested in directly. Diversification and asset allocation strategies do not assure profit or protect against loss. Never make any investment or financial decisions based on information offered on this show without first consulting your financial, legal, or tax advisor. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Financial planning services offered through Jim Salnier & Associates, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Jim Salnier & Associates, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.
This is the Retirement and IRA Show coming to you from beautiful Northern Colorado. Join us as certified financial planner Jim Salnier, as well as Colorado State University finance instructor and certified financial planner Chris Stein, teach you about IRAs, 401ks, annuities, Social Security, pension plans, and estate planning in a fun and enjoyable show. Whether you are listening live in Colorado or streaming from their website or iTunes podcast, Jim and Chris want you to know that they're available to help you plan for your retirement. Just visit their website at jimhelps.com. That's Jim, H-E-L-P-S.com. And click the Meet the Team button on the homepage. Now, here's Jim and Chris with today's show.
Welcome to the Retirement and IRA Show Q&A edition, where we do our best to answer your questions sent in generally to us by email through the contact form on our website, either jimhelps.com or on our Social Security specific blog site called helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. Both of those are ways you can contact us. My name is Chris Stein. I'm here without Jim right now. Jim is traveling today, so I'm going to knock out several. Actually, I'm going to try to get us caught up on our Social Security questions. I think I've got, if I knock out the four I have in my hand, I believe we're actually caught up on Social Security questions, believe it or not. So today will be Social Security specific, and next week, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't know if Jim will be back in time to do that show. If not, we will run that show next week. Actually, this is being recorded on June 28th, so next week is Independence Day on Thursday, so it is possible, due to the holiday and being out of the office for a couple days over that holiday, we may not have a brand new show next week, just as a heads up, but we'll put something up, maybe an older show that most of you haven't heard before, but we'll let you know. We'll definitely be back the week after. So once again, this is the Retirement and IRA Show. And I will tackle our first Social Security question here. So, here goes. This question comes in from South Dakota, actually. And this question came in, it's a Social Security-specific question, and came in through our blog site, helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. We get Social Security questions from all sorts of places. People email us directly. People contact us via our main website, jimhelps.com. or through that helpwithmysocialsecurity.com blog site. So this one came up from our Social Security site specifically, and the reason why I'm reading this is actually a fairly common question or comment about that site, and you'll see what I mean in just a second. So here goes. I'm trying to access my account to see if my Social Security benefits have been approved. I applied on June 10th, 2019. I'm trying to get into my account and have tried three times to no avail. Your website is not easy to use. I need to know whether I will need to pay Medicare A and B for the next quarter or whether I will indeed be receiving my first Social Security check in July with that amount deducted. A prompt response is appreciated. Thank you. So first, let me. The reason why I wanted to go over this one is the comment, your website is not easy to use. It's clear that this person believes that our blog site is, in fact, Social Security, Social Security's website. It is not. We provide information about Social Security, answer questions about Social Security, but we are not Social Security officially. So let me just put that out there. We can oftentimes supply you with information that might be hard to get from Social Security, but SSA.gov is really the only place you can go get into your account. Having tried three times to no avail to get into the account, I don't know what the issue is there other than a common problem that people have in accessing the website is doing the initial security screening, which can be a little challenging, mainly because they want to verify your identity up front. And the way they do that is they ask you a series of questions based on information on your credit report. And for people who have their credit report frozen, oftentimes Social Security cannot perform the security verification process, so they have to send you some information via snail mail in order to grant you access to the website. So that might be the issue. But I did want to address one little thing, the comment about having applied on June 10th of 2019 and wondering if they're going to get their first Social Security check in July. No, almost guaranteed. So I could, even though he's asking for something that is really only available directly from Social Security, I can tell you it doesn't work that quickly. And that's why they ask you or recommend that you go in or apply online 3 months before you want to actually start receiving benefits, because it takes some time to get everything set up and get you in the queue and in the payment processing system and all that kind of stuff. So I would be surprised if you received a check prior to August, meaning you'll probably get benefit earned in July, which is paid in August. These are paid in arrears. For you to receive a July payment, you would have had, they would have had to process it as a June benefit, having applied not till June 10th. I can't imagine it would happen that fast. So the simple answer is August is the earliest one should hope that you get a payment, but it's more likely going to be September. But maybe they're running a little fast this summer and can get it in a little bit sooner. The good news is, even though there might be a delay for the payments to start up, you will be paid in full based on your filing date, the date that you officially are eligible for and claim the benefits. So he didn't share his age or specifically when he became eligible or anything like that. So I can't comment specifically on what month his benefits start. But he, if he's expecting a benefit for June to pay in July when he didn't apply till June 10th, not going to happen. I would be shocked if that were to happen. So now you know why people are recommended, or Social Security recommends for people to apply earlier than they want to receive benefits, so there's plenty of time to get you in the system and ready to be paid. So just wanted to mention that. We are not Social Security officially, but we are hopefully providing a helpful service for those of you with questions about Social Security. Second question. This one comes in from the great state of Alaska. We don't get a ton of questions from Alaska, but here's one from Alaska. I'm ready to file for my Social Security benefits when I reach 70 in 18 months. I've researched the retroactive benefit option, and even though exercising it will reduce my monthly amount, I believe the accessibility of a lump sum would outweigh the reduction. It would take about 16 years to make up the difference, non-inflation amounts, he says. My primary question is that of how long will I live? It's a gamble, to say the least. What are the stories, good or bad, that you hear about the retroactive draw? All in all, has it worked out one way or the other? Thanks in advance for your reply. Well, here, he's actually making the situation more complicated than it needs to be. If he needs that cash, one way to get the 6 months' worth of benefits between 69 and a half and 70 is, in fact, to wait to 70 and file retroactively. For those of you who haven't heard of that before, Social Security allows you to file retroactively up to 6 months prior to when you're applying, or back to your full retirement age, whichever is less. So you have to be past your full retirement age, which this person clearly is. He's about to reach, well, in a year and a half, he's going to reach 70. So he can, in fact, go into Social Security now or at 70 and say, you know what? Instead of applying as of today, I would like to backdate or make retroactive my application. and they will happily do so. In fact, when you have delayed, like he has, he's delayed past his full retirement age, the default approach, the default filing at Social Security is to put to process it as if you wanted to backdate it the 6 months. We've warned people in the past who don't want this to make sure that they make that clear when they're claiming the benefits, that they absolutely do not want the retroactive benefits. The reason why I'm saying he's overcomplicating this is one way you can get that 6 months worth of benefits is wait till 70 and backdate it, retroactively applying, and then they will start your benefit and send you a lump sum to start with of that 6 months of benefits that they didn't pay you because you're claiming retroactively. But if you want the money between 69 and a half and 70, don't delay till 70. Claim your benefit at 69 and a half. That would actually be better than waiting till 70 and claiming a retroactive benefit. And the reason for that is if you claim at 69 and a half, you get the money right away. If you don't claim until 70, you'll get exactly the same dollar amount as if you had claimed at 69 and a half, but you were forced to wait. They don't give you any interest or anything on that, those monies that they're paying you from those prior months. So don't overcomplicate this. If you want that money instead in your hand, instead of the higher benefit, the slightly higher benefit, because of that extra 6 months that you wait will increase your benefit by 4%. You can forego that last 4% growth because you earn 8% increase in your benefits for every year that you wait past your full retirement age. So here we're talking about a six-month period, so 4%. If you'd rather have the money in hand than get the extra 4% increase in your premium or in your benefit payment every month from that from age 70 on, just claim at 69 and a half instead. So as far as stories go, it's totally mixed. There's plenty of people out there that have lived longer than their life expectancy as far as Social Security is concerned, which is mid-80s, and are happy that they delayed till 70. There's other people that delay till 70 and they're diagnosed with cancer at 75, and in hindsight, it was actually a bad idea to delay till 70. Now, we look at things a little differently. People look at that as, oh, that see, there's a bad reason, or there's a bad result of delaying till 70. Always remember, the real risk in retirement is outliving your money, is living too long. The financial risk in retirement isn't living too short. That actually benefits you financially. I know that sounds a little morbid, but the real thing you're trying to protect with a lifetime income source like Social Security is longevity risk, is what we call it. So even though you delay till 70, if you end up passing away early, it doesn't matter that you left some money on the table because you're now gone. At least in our philosophy, that's the way we think about it. Now, you might argue, gee, I missed out on some. If you are so strapped for cash that the only money you have is Social Security, so that you're going to say, you know what, I missed out on some fun things that I could have done when I was 65, 66, because I didn't claim until 70. If you're going to harm your lifestyle, I agree, you should take that into consideration. That's why this is a very personal decision. But from a purely financial decision, there is a very attractive reason to delay till 70 if you can afford to do so. Because Social Security being a lifetime income source that has an inflation adjustment, that's very, very powerful over long periods of time. That's why we consider, or that's why we recommend people at least consider it. We're not saying it's right for everyone, but once you do it, once you claim it at 70, there's a chance that that will turn out actually to be, in hindsight, the wrong decision. But again, you'll be gone younger than older, and at that point, why does it really matter? If you live extra long, you're going to really appreciate having that much higher Social Security benefit that never, ever goes away until you do. So something to think about there. So third question here. This one comes in from, Okay, this question comes in. Let me see where the original source is. Maybe we don't know. Oh, no, New York City. So we're going. Can't get much farther from Alaska than New York City. So we're going to go to New York City now. And the question is this. When do I get my Social Security check in July? Very short, right to the point here. Okay. When do I get my Social Security check in July? We have talked about this before, but this is something that isn't discussed a whole lot in a lot of places, so people don't realize this. But the day, first of all, like I mentioned at the very beginning in the first question, benefits are paid 1 month in arrears for Social Security retirement benefits. So, for instance, your June benefit, if you earn a benefit in June, it's paid in July. You don't get it in June. You get it in July. And specifically, you receive the benefit in July dependent on what day of the month you were born. They actually break this up, and this was changed quite some time ago. This was changed back in the 90s. Long time ago, everybody got their benefit payments right at the beginning part of the month. They kind of timed them when people would have rent and things like that due, so they paid them. But they kind of evolved the system and broke it up. The number of benefit claims they had to process, I guess, was so huge that they broke it up and spread it out on over three dates every month. The retirement benefits and disability benefits as well are paid on the second, third, and fourth Wednesday of every month. And the way they decide which of those three is going to apply to you is the day of the month you were born. So if you were born between the first and the 10th day of the month, your payday for Social Security benefits is the second Wednesday of every month. If you were born from the 11th to the 20th of the month, your benefit payday is the third Wednesday of each month. And if you were born after the 20th, so in the last third of the month, your pay date is the fourth Wednesday of each month. And that's true as long as you claim your retirement benefit. Unless you've been receiving a benefit since before 1997. So most people that are listening to this, if you've been claiming and receiving since before 1997, you know how it works and you're getting your benefit. But there is one exception, and that I actually did a little back and forth because the question was at first, so I responded to this person, and at first it appeared that I interpreted it at least, that they were asking me because they were just filing for the first time and weren't sure what date they're going to get their benefit payment. So I responded in exactly what I just told you here about the second, third, or fourth Wednesday of each month. And the person wrote back to me immediately and said, well, I usually get my benefit on the first to the third day of the month. Well, that then I was a little puzzled about why they were asking me when they would get the check, if they usually get it on the first, second, or third. So I replied and said, oh, I didn't. I assumed you were a new claimant for Social Security benefits, and so this is how it works for people who are claiming after 1997. And so you must have be collecting Social Security, means-tested Social Security support, which is SSI, which is a form of a welfare program that they pay a supplemental income for people that have very little income. So those payments actually do go out the first of the month, the first part of the month. So people usually receive those in the first few days of the month. Or people who have been receiving Social Security retirement benefits since before 1997 also continue to receive theirs towards the beginning of the month. So I emailed back and said, oh, you must be on SSI or have been claiming for a really long time since before 1997. And strangely enough, she emailed back with a very puzzling response, which is, I only claimed 4 years ago, and I was originally receiving my benefits on the second week of the month, the second Wednesday of each month. But recently, suddenly, I started getting them the first, second, or third of the month. I have no explanation for that, actually. I have no idea why that would happen. Normally, I did verify the rule that I described is still in place, which is the second, third, or fourth Wednesday of the month, depending on the day of the month that you were born. But apparently, I guess I will have to admit, if this person is telling me accurately that I guess randomly maybe there's some other exception here, and I'm not sure what that explanation is. So actually, if anybody else is receiving not SSI, those do come at the beginning of the month, but if you're receiving retirement benefits and they're coming in the first few days of the month, I would love to hear from you. Because I think this is a very rare and unexplained instance here. So anyway, so that explains when you're going to get your benefit statement or benefit check. And then the last question is going to be actually a little bit about disability, so Social Security disability. We don't talk a whole lot about Social Security disability. It is part of the Social Security program itself. Has unique rules, and it's very complicated, and those people who are unfortunate enough to have a disability for which they might qualify for these Social Security disability payments, unfortunately are put through a very strenuous and long drawn-out process in order to receive these benefits. Unless they have a disability that's on this special list, there's a special list that if you have one of these diagnoses on this list, you get approved almost immediately. And these, of course, are going to be a diagnosis that they don't expect you to live particularly long. And so any delay in the processing would be extraordinarily unfair to you. So there is a list of kind of automatic approvals. But for most people, they're going to apply, and it might take years to get everything resolved. But anyway, the question is this. This comes from California. My Social Security disability will be converting over to FRA, which stands for Full Retirement Age, and I would like to know if I have a wait time before it turns into FRA. Well, FRA, they're referring to, that's a Social Security term, meaning your full retirement age. And if you didn't know before, if you're collecting disability, when you reach full retirement age, your disability benefit will cease and they will begin paying you your retirement benefit. Essentially, the system is set up so that the disability payments are paid to you because you couldn't work to your full retirement age. But once you get to your full retirement age, they're going to assume that, well, you have earned a retirement benefit, so there's no reason for them to be paying disability to you anymore. They start paying you out of the retirement benefit bucket instead. So this person is asking how long of a wait time is there before it actually does that. And my understanding, and I haven't heard anything to the contrary, is that it's seamless. And 1 month, you'll suddenly get your last disability payment. And then the next month, you'll start getting a retirement benefit payment, which should be nearly the identical amount. And since they're paid on the same schedule, either that second, third, or fourth Wednesday of the month, there should really be no noticeable interruption if things are working properly. Imagine the hardship they'd put people under who are reliant upon disability, and they shut it off, and then there's a two-month waiting period before your retirement benefits start showing up. So that, luckily, does not happen when things are working properly. So there should be no delay. There should be no wait time. It'll just automatically convert, and since they're electronically depositing these payments into your bank account or onto your debit card, those are a couple options that you've got for receiving the benefits, you won't even probably notice a difference other than for some strange reason, the disability benefit payment is oftentimes just a few dollars different than your full retirement age benefit. So you might see a small number difference in those two, but they should be almost identical benefits. That's really the whole point of disability, is the system is designed essentially to pay you your retirement benefit because you were essentially forced to retire early because of the disability. So they pay you your full retirement benefit even though you might be 35 or 45 or 55 years old. You're not quite 66 or 67, your full retirement age. That's basically, you know, obviously the system is more complicated than that, but that's basically how it works, is, and that's why your disability benefit going away and your retirement benefit starting is a pretty seamless process because the dollar amounts should be nearly identical. Okay, well, that's, like I said, Got us all caught up on Social Security questions. If you've got any more Social Security questions or any other type of question, I wanted to focus on knocking these out just for the win. I can now check the box. All Social Security questions have now been answered. Feel free to send in some more. The best way to do that is either go to that Social Security blog site. You might find your answer already on there because I have a whole bunch of articles on there describing the basics of how Social Security works and some more advanced topics as well. If you don't find what you're looking for, you can send us a, you can reach out to us via the contact form right there on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. Or that's a long website name. So the short version, jimhelps.com. So that goes to our main company website. From there, you can scroll to the bottom and you can see a link to our podcast site directly where you can see all the archived podcasts that we have. And also there's a link at the bottom of that jimhelps.com page where you can go to the helpwithmysocialsecurity.com site as well. So either way is fine. We'll get the message either way. So there's a contact form on both, actually all three of those web pages. So it's pretty easy to reach out to us in that way. I'm happy to answer your questions. And we know that Social Security is complicated and the decision for claiming is critical for a lot of people, or at least impactful on their situation. And the thing to always remember, know what you really want to do with Social Security before you just claim. The reason is, once you claim and you're receiving, you don't really get a redo. You can't change your mind later on if you decide a different claiming date would have been better. There's one exception where they do allow you to withdraw your application within 12 months of applying, but you have to pay all the money back that they paid to you, and for a lot of people, that's not practical. So our suggestion, make sure that you understand what claiming strategy, if you will, that you want to deploy as far as what date you want to claim your own benefit. If you're married, is there a spousal benefit? Or if you're divorced, is there maybe a divorce spouse benefit involved? Is there a survivor benefit? Because maybe your spouse or even ex-spouse in some cases has passed away. You might be entitled to a survivor benefit. There's all these different elements of Social Security that for people who look into it, they can make some conscious decisions on when to claim or which of these benefits to claim in order to maximize the amount that they're going to receive. Social Security is under no obligation to point out to you when you go into claim that you might get more or less if using a different strategy. They're actually prevented from providing strategic advice for claiming Social Security. They can answer questions. They can provide to you estimates for different types of benefits. But they can't do an analysis and say, well, look, if you did it this way and you claimed this then and something else otherwise and your spouse did this or that or the other thing, you'd end up with more money. They cannot do that. They're not allowed to do that, even if they had the resources to do that. So the burden's on you. And hopefully we can help out with that through our blog site or if you want to send us a question. So thanks a lot for listening. I want to remind everybody we are living, breathing, practicing financial planners in Northern Colorado. We specialize in retirement planning in particular. And if you think that we can help you with any aspect of your retirement planning, even if you're a do-it-yourself investor, a lot of people are listening to our blog are actually do-it-yourselfers in the investment world, handling that part of their financial situation. But there's all these other topics and questions that people aren't as familiar with. Tax issues with your retirement plans, what you can and can't do with retirement plans, how to have and measure if you have enough secure income to cover your what we call your minimum dignity floor, which are your required expenses that must be covered no matter how long you live. All those types of questions come up, and we're more than happy to help you with those types of things. So if you're interested in talking to us more about that, just reach out on our website, jimhelps.com. On there, there's a contact form. You can contact us for a coffee and a second opinion, which is our version of that free introductory meeting, and we'd love to chat with you and see if there's something we can do for you. So thanks a lot for listening. We'll be back with you next week with a brand new show.
You have listened to Jim on the radio, read his quotes in the media, and enjoyed his banter on iTunes. But even now, you may wonder what sets Jim Saulnier and Associates apart from other financial planning companies. The answer is quite simple. Jim's diverse team of professionals specializes in retirement planning. They form a lifelong relationship with you and measure their success not through product sales, but through the security and prosperity you may achieve in your retirement. Jim's entire team shares his unwavering commitment to placing their clients' best interests first while offering their services at fair prices with full disclosures. The professionals at Jim Saulnier & Associates are available to assist you with your retirement planning needs. Visit jimhelps.com to schedule your complimentary coffee and a second opinion meeting. That's Jim, H-E-L-P-S.com. Or call 970-530-0556.
The Retirement and IRA Show represents the words and views of the show hosts exclusively and should not be construed as investment, legal, or tax advice. All information is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. All economic and performance information is historical in nature and is not indicative of any future results. Any indices mentioned on the show are unmanaged and cannot be invested in directly. Diversification and asset allocation strategies do not assure profit or protect against loss. Never make any investment or financial decisions based on information offered on this show without first consulting your financial, legal, or tax advisor. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Financial planning services offered through Jim Saulnier & Associates, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Jim Saulnier & Associates, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.